welcome back to another episode of Inspiring Parents. I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com. And today I want to talk about nurturing the brilliance of the next generation. You know, we got these new kids on the planet and a new world we're going into. And we are also, especially those young mums of young kids, are a very new breed of parents. And so we need to look at things in a very different way than in the past. And I'd like to think about how do you want your children to be when they grow up? What kind of life do you want them to be living? Do you want them to find a sturdy job that, you know, gives them security? Do you want to make sure that they're happy and loved? What do you want for them? And then turn around and look at why you want that. Because remember, I talk about a lot that we parent from our past. We parent from our own experiences and our own perspective. We're looking through the eyes or the lenses of our own story. And so if you want your child to grow up in a solid job with safety and security, is that because you grew up feeling insecure and unsafe? Or is security and safety really important to you? Now, if you grew up with that and you want your child to just be joyously happy, then where does that come from? There are different lenses that we wear. And we want our kids to grow up to be the best they can be, not what we want for them. And the trick to that is that you really want to learn to tune into the energy of your child, to who they are, what they're looking for, and don't bring your story into it. Bring your perspective, definitely, your expertise, your experience, but not as the be-all and end-all of it all. Because your child is looking through a different set of lenses. They are a very different person, and they came in to a very different world than you came into and then that I came into. So who is your child, and how can you nurture the brilliance in them? The best way to do that is to be able to tune to them, to know who they are and what they're all about, and to learn about yourself while you're learning about them. Learn something like, oh, interesting, I want them to be safe and secure, and it's true, I have never felt safe or secure, and that's important to me. But if you grew up like that, you may have already provided a very safe and secure home for your child, and that might not be what they're looking for because they've already got it. They already know that. So they're looking for something different. They're looking for what their lesson is in the world. So how would you like them to grow up? What would be the best way for them to grow up? And maybe it is to be joyously happy. Whatever that looks like. It's a nice general way to put it because it covers anything. If joyously happy means that they're in a job that they love, great. If that means they are a stay-at-home mom, great. If they are wanting to be a nuclear physicist, great. Whatever brings them that joyous happiness. And so if you look at it in a general, very general term like that, then you can see what would make your child joyously happy. And to do that, you want to get to know who they are, what they're all about, what are their interests, and how can you foster them being joyously happy from their perspective, looking through their lenses. And one of the best ways to do that is to model it for yourself. So what would make you joyously happy? Think about that. What would make you joyously happy? What's important to you? And are you getting it? And if not, then go out and get it. Show your child how you go out and get what you want. To the whatever makes you joyously happy. Let them see how you work through things. You work through challenges to get there. You understand yourself. You learn about yourself along the way. You clear issues and beliefs along the way. You go out and do that for yourself. And then your child watches that. They watch and they learn. They learn more from watching what you do than what you say or how you teach. So what do you want to foster in your child? What do you want them to learn? And then go and do it for yourself. Hope this has been helpful. There is something I'm putting on right now that may be helpful for you. And it is a free video series called The Three Simple Secrets of Savvy, Successful Women Who Live Their Brilliance. And it might be very fun for you to listen to and to learn from and get you thinking about. So join us for that by going to nurturingbrilliance.net. And we'd love to have you on the series and make some comments on the videos and do some learning. And bring your child into your learning. Tell them how excited you are about doing one thing or another or something towards you, and that you've always wanted to do this and now you're going to do it. It makes you a little nervous or scared, but you're going to do it anyway. Show them how it's done, and then support them in the direction they want to go. I hope this has been really helpful. I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com and nurturingbrilliance.net. Have an absolutely fabulous day. Live your brilliance and share your brilliance. Bye for now.